CWU. Ground laid for an almighty struggle. Socialist Party members have been visiting Royal Mail Delivery and sorting offices all over the country and getting an excellent response to our leaflets and the Socialist. Below, Ryan Aldred reports on his visit to a Plymouth sorting office. Deflated, frustrated and angry. These are the words used by the CWU rep to describe the mood at Plymouth's West Park sorting office after the High Court scandalously ruled against the postal workers' tremendous national ballot result. It was clear that despite the ruling, workers are more than prepared for the struggle against Rickoback and the other Royal Mail bosses. It was only a couple of months prior that the West Park sorting office had taken 3 days of unofficial strike action against a bullying manager. Not only did they not face prosecution for striking outside the law, but they secured a victory. The manager in question was quickly removed before solidarity action spread to the other depots across the city on the fourth day. The ground has been laid for an almighty struggle, one which in the immediate weeks before a general election directly poses the question of Royal Mail's renationalisation. Solidarity to the CWU after this outrageous decision by the establishment supporting courts. They have clearly acted to try and prevent strikes during the general election, which could embarrass Boris Johnson. They also want to protect Royal Mail from action during their busiest time of the year. The union smashes the undemocratic voting restrictions in the Tory Trade Union Act, and yet still can't take official strike action. The whole labor and trade union movement must now come to the aid of the CWU and their members. There should be an emergency TUC General Council. We should support whatever action the CWU wants to take to defend union rights and their right to strike. Renationalize Royal Mail. Solidarity to the CWU and the posters. Marion Lloyd, Socialist Party, and candidate in PCS General Secretary election.